Hey everybody, Andrew here from Hey Kids Comics. Just a couple notes about this current episode. It is a two-parter, so it's going to sound a little weird in the cut because we literally just, cut it in half, put one in one and two in two. Cole isn't on this episode. He's still doing Alcon prep. We are recording this live on a new rig with new mics, so the show's going to be a little shorter. The sound might get a little wonky, so bear with us. Other than that, sit back and enjoy the show. It's called The Tens. Lots of top 10 lists, lots of basically just an exercise in improv. So join Nick and I, and we will hopefully entertain you. Thanks, everybody.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Hey Kids Comics. This is Andrew, your fearless host. As always, Cole is not with us again. He's abandoned us for Alcon preparation. We hope he's doing well. I'm hoping I can splice an interview with him in at some point. But with me tonight, a very special guest in the stead of Cole, Nick. Nick's out there.
Hey,
there he is. It's the sultry. The sultry sounds. Nick is an amateur comic historian. Never read a comic book in his entire life.
And shortwave radio.
Shortwave radio enthusiast, amateur comic historian, gentleman explorer.
Esquire.
Nicholas Esquire. That's your name. It's like a billionaire boys club, the group. You just make up your own name.
I'm kind of like him, yes.
He's famous. Nobody knows this because he doesn't want us to use like he doesn't want to throw the game, but he's famous.
Yeah, I got it, yo.
See? Ja Rule. I'm not saying it's Ja Rule, but I'm also not saying it's Ja Rule.
Kind of like a mixture of Ja Rule and Richard Petty.
The race car driver?
Yes.
Well, the facial hair. I can't see, that's the difference. I can't tell which one is is which. But we're bringing you a special show, and it was actually Nick Esquire's, which is what I'm going to call you from now on, Nick Esquire's idea, which his quote to me when we were trying to come up with an idea for a show was, people love top tens. That's what he said. He said, people love them. So we have randomly, and this is going to be a two-parter, by the way. I should tell people. This is going to be a two-parter. This is episodes 70, 171 and 172. We just got random top 10 lists that we came up with. We've done no research. Nobody knows what's going on. We're going to do this off the cuff. It's going to be fun. Nick also invented improv.
Yep.
The answer
and silly putty.
Improv silly putty.
Improvisational silly
yes,
putty.
Yes, and.
Nick, I'm the guy that invented that you put the silly putty over the newspaper to show the newspaper comic on the silly putty.
Is that right?
Yes.
How'd you figure that out?
Science.
That's just science, dude. Yep. Just straight up science. So like last one, because Cole's not here to rein me in, this could go super blue, and we could say a bunch of curse words. So if you're a kid, maybe not so much to listen. Like Deadpool. Don't bring your kids to Deadpool, by the way.
It might be rated R.
I'm going for like a hard R.
And we may or may not be hanging dong right now.
Well, that's why it's a hard R. Like they call me hard R. Hard R.
Yeah, just like Pirate Boy.
Like Pirate Boy. That song.
Yep.
That song.
Yep.
That Pirate Boy. Oh, what's that song?
That's Tarzan Boy.
Oh, damn.
By Baltimore.
That's a good song.
Yep.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to pick a top 10 list. I got a list here. Nick's got some in his brain. Nick Esquire has these in his brain. So he's going to start pulling them out of his brain. And we're just going to. This is not going to be so much a show about comic books as a show that starts about comic books and probably ends in like Cthulhu. Like is that
Cthulhu? Call it Cthulhu.
See, he's an expert. He's an expert. Told you. Everything. We are full of poutine. Tonight is the first time I've ever had poutine. Poutine. But tonight's the time.
Poutine.
First night I ever which had the poutine in my mouth.
Yep. Wadata.
Wadata. On the wiki side. All right, we're gonna do this. I'm gonna draw one. We're gonna start there, and then we're gonna see where it takes us into the magical world of comic
Pootie
books.
Pootie
Tang.
Yeah, I mean yes.
All right. So the first top 10 list in the tens, a reoccurring feature on the show. I guarantee you the tens. Oh, this is a good one. You ready? Top 10 comic book characters you'd invite on your next Dungeons and Dragons campaign. Like to play, not to be in it, but like to sit at the table with you.
Like not like Indian in the cupboard stuff.
Yeah, not like well,
Maybe
that's a good reference, though. maybe like that, but like the guys that you would play with, like you have the board and then you have the people playing, like the actual people playing.
Well, I think one of my top 10 would definitely be Beast.
You like because he's smart and stuff?
Well, it's Frasier's voice, so it makes me feel real good. He'd be a great dungeon master.
Kelsey Grammer's voice.
Yeah, Kelsey Grammer would be a great dungeon master.
Eggs on the carpet, and no one touches the door. In your face. I don't know how the song. Yeah. I like
the
Beast.
Dog or whatever.
And the dog. So Beast is a good one.
Yep.
God, who would I want? Constantine?
I feel like we'd get secondhand diseases from his endless smoking.
You think you don't want? What if it was like a? What if he vaped?
Don't have any mirrors around either.
Can't like mirrors.
Well, because there's demons in them, bro.
I was earlier today, actually, not kidding. Earlier today, talking about mirror demons. Like I was literally talking about mirror demons like 3 hours ago.
Yeah, but Rachel Weisz would be there maybe. So that'd be
what was she in?
The Constantine movie.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the movie Mirrors. That was
also the Mummy.
She was in The Mummy with Brendan Fraser. We don't talk about Brendan Fraser a lot on this show, but I will say
Encino
this.
Encino Man.
Brendan Fraser, with the exception of Encino Man, worst actor in Hollywood. I firmly believe that. He's awful. Mm. You don't think so? Who's the worst actor in Hollywood?
Probably the guy that's playing Doctor Strange. JK.
No, seriously, though? For real, though? For real, though? I don't like him as Doctor Strange.
No, I don't either because he's British.
And Doctor Strange was not British. Yeah, I mean, he might have had a fake British accent.
We should get Tom Petty to be Doctor Strange.
Tom Petty, race car driver.
That's Richard Petty.
Oh, Tom Petty, the actor. Well, he is an actor.
Yeah, he loves Mary Jane.
He was also in The Postman.
The Postman, worst movie I've ever seen in my entire life.
He played in The Postman?
Yeah, he played Tom Petty.
He played, exactly.
And he lived in the Minneapolis Megadome or whatever it's called.
Is that where he lived?
Yeah.
I did not know that.
Yep, Kevin Costner is the worst actor in Hollywood, I think.
What?
Tell me what he's been in that's good.
House of Cards. Kevin Costner.
What did I say?
You said Kevin Costner.
Oh, okay.
I heard the guy that's in House of Cards.
Oh, the bald guy.
Yeah, which doesn't make any sense in my brain since I don't know the name of the actor, but secret, I immediately equated
I'm
that.
I'm pretty sure that guy is one of the Coen brothers, undercover.
Kevin Costner?
No, guy from House of Cards.
Why can't we think of his name? I feel bad. I feel bad for him that we can't think of his name.
I know he wasn't in Harry Potter.
He was not in Harry Potter? Not even a little bit. So, who else would you want to play? We got two down. We got to make up eight more.
Make them up.
Well, okay. Who plays D&D with you regularly in the comic book world?
Slash in comics?
The Guns N' Roses guitarist?
Yes.
I imagine at some point, yeah.
Then him.
Okay, so Slash.
Yeah, Slash. Slash would be great.
You know, there is a rule that I don't adhere to when it comes to podcasting, and that rule is don't laugh in your own podcast. I can't not laugh.
Is it because of Slash?
I'm laughing right now because of Kelsey Grammer.
Well, I just feel like he's probably like a Thunder Blood Dragon or mage or something.
Like he's real good at Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yeah, dude. Look at that top hat.
Like he sits down, he has no shirt on, he has this top hat, and he just knows like all the books back and forth. He's like, I'm sorry, but a fireball actually has an area of effect of, and you're just like, what the fuck?
I know somebody I wouldn't want to play with.
Oh, who's that?
Long Shot.
Because he's so lucky.
Yeah, dude, it wouldn't be fun.
Every dice is like rolls like a 20.
Like twin eyes or like snake eyes.
Twin eyes. Twin eyes are creepy. Yeah, have you ever seen those four creepy looking at you in the night through demon mirrors?
People of the porn or corn.
People of the porn.
Sasha Gray.
This is my favorite. Sasha Gray. I would like to play D&D with Sasha Gray.
Comic book related for real though, Zatanna.
She'd be cool. Better than Constantine.
Well, she could just pull like corn chips out of a hat.
Yeah, like you get hungry, like salsa.
She'd be like, here's some corn chips, boys.
Just say salsa backwards and it's in her hand.
Salsa verde.
Verde salsa. That's not salsa backwards.
You can't say, like, there's definitely a rule with magic. You can't use Spanish words backwards.
You also, I just don't think that there's a lot of salsa-related magic in comic books.
Not enough, anyways.
I think somebody should probably, Gail Simone, if you're listening, more salsa-related magic.
Also Nina Simone.
And if Nina Simone is listening, we have brute. We're on the other side.
Turn me on, guys.
I'm pretty sure she's dead. Is she dead?
Well, not if Dead Man has anything to say about it.
Oh, Dead Man would be great to play D&D with.
Yeah, he would. He'd bring back my dead characters.
Yeah. Oh, nice. If he'd just be resurrecting dead characters.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Or he'd be really mad that he couldn't. Because, like, he can do it in real life. So if your character was Dave, like, I'm just going to go get in him and then play somewhere. And they're like, that doesn't work
here.
Get
it in.
It's like, how does it not work here if it works in real life for me?
I feel like I wouldn't want to play with... So I'm going to do this thing that I always do. That one guy that is a demon and he spits fire and he really hates Mordred.
Etrigan?
Yeah, Etrigan would not be fun to play with.
Because he rhymes.
Well, first of all, because he's all about that life. First of all, he's about that life.
He's about it.
And second of all, I feel like he would just get really angry and fuck shit up.
You just flip tables?
Yeah.
Like a table flipper, and he'd rhyme. That's the worst thing. It'd be like playing D&D with Vanilla Ice. Because he would just rhyme a lot, rhymes, and then table flipping.
Oh, man.
Then he would go rebuild your barn.
But he would probably be a really good dungeon master.
It would be real interesting. Because he likes authentic. Control. It's authentic.
Also, he looks like he's a really good swimmer, like a strong swimmer.
Like, does he have webbed hands?
Yeah, it kind of freaks me out.
Webbed hands.
Yep.
Shaped head. Shaped head.
Yeah, it's Weaver.
Weaver.
Sigourney.
Sigourney Weaver. Sigourney Weaver. I'd like to play Dungeons & Dragons with Sigourney Weaver.
I would like to play with Sigourney Weaver's character from Galaxy Quest.
That's a good character. I would like to play with Sigourney Weaver's boobs.
Them ditties.
I would like Diddy to get whoops. In there. I would like to touch them. Just touch them. Like, hey!
They're probably real puffy.
Something you got to understand is that when I touch a boob, I use an old man's voice all the time.
Usually when I touch them, I get a boner.
Consistency.
That's consistent
it's
for me.
It's consistent for you. Boners. Well,
consistency is another word for accountability. And I hold myself accountable to that every time.
To your boners?
Yeah.
You hold yourself accountable. I mean, there's a cadence of accountability with your boners that you have to keep it up every time.
That's right.
No pun intended.
Pudding bowl.
Pudding bowl. Who else do I... Tapioca. Who else do I
How
want?
How many do we have?
We need like four more in this one.
Okay.
I think that it would be fun... I think because in every group, you need somebody that you just don't like playing with. You know, like, that's the balance, right? You got to get the guy that's worse than you.
Mimic.
God, Mimic. What an asshole. I was going to say Captain America would be bad at it.
No, I just feel like I'd get really, like, I just feel like I'd just call him a nerd a lot.
Like,
shut
come on,
up,
Steve.
Nerd, just shut up. I wouldn't even call him Steve. I'd just call him, like, dumb.
I wouldn't call him Steve.
Dude, also, let's be legit here. Like, you have to have a really good imagination to do Dungeons & Dragons, and he does not have a good imagination.
Well, he has to have at least somewhat of a good imagination, right? Like,
He didn't come up with that suit. Somebody else did.
That's true. That's true.
He has no imagination.
That's true.
Bucky is the imagination of that group.
Bucky's pretty strong in the imagination category.
He's got that one strong arm. It's really strong.
He's got that one. He does. He got one strong arm.
Plus his memory's a little
That's
weird.
That's my favorite Chris Rock stand-up special.
That strong arm?
One strong arm.
That's right.
Chris Rock.
Oh, Chris Rock. He was in Pootie Tang, too. Full circle, guys.
There was a really interesting article about Pootie Tang. About how Louis C.K. wrote it, and it wasn't intended to be what it was, and then it was usurped by the... And then Chris Rock kind of distanced himself from it when it was going to... He thought it was going to fail. It was really good art. If you can find it, I think it was on, like, Vice.
Yeah, or another internet website that has articles.
Another World? With
like
Dwayne
IO9.
Wayne.
IO9.
IO9?
That's one, right, probably?
I think it is. So we got one more.
That's not four.
We need
three more.
We've said, like, 18 people, though.
Okay, another person I would like to play with. Ace from the Royal Flush Gang.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a deep track.
Well, he's just strong, dude. He's so strong.
Like the big strong guy?
You know how,
like,
I like strong guys?
You do. You're into strong guys.
Yeah, dude.
Speaking of strong guys, I would like to play a strong guy from X Factor.
Mustache?
Like the guy that has just weird arms, and then Guido is his name, and he has a little that Peter David, I think, created him. He has this little, like, squiggly hair.
Larry David, you mean?
Larry David, yes. Wouldn't it be great if Larry David created a bunch of comic book characters?
It would be great. Also, I just thought of another one that would be terrible to play with Superman.
Oh, he's boring.
Yeah, dude.
So
just
boring.
That's why I feel like Cap is, dude. Like, no imagination. He'd be like, I know what cards you have. Do you use cards in D&D? I don't even know.
Sure.
He's like, I know what dice you have in your hand or whatever.
But, like, Superman would be boring because he has that whole been there, done that thing. Where the like,
dude.
Who?
Grandma lady from Apocalypse.
Oh, Granny Goodness.
That'd be fun.
Granny Goodness, and then you can bang her. She's easy.
Well, I would finger her. I would bang her.
Just finger bang, just straight.
Yep.
That's the noise it makes, apparently. Oh. That reminds me of the macaroni and cheese I ate.
It was good.
So, I want one more. Who do I want? Like Green Lantern? And I think Green Lantern...
What about the pig one?
He'd be like... The Penguin, see, the problem with the Penguin playing a game like this,
we can eat pork rinds and he get real angry.
He gets super angry if we
I have pork rinds.
Well, he can't eat he's got the fin hands. It's very hard for him to eat pork rinds with fin
hands. Oh, Larfleas.
He would just take everything, though.
But it'd be fun.
It's mine. All right. So there's your 10. There's your 10 best comic book characters to play D&D with.
Ever.
Of all time. Definitive list.
Yeah, for sure.
So
there's definitely 10 there.
You can probably dissect 10 out of there. So I'm gonna let Nick give us our next top 10 list. You've got like 100 of them in your brain. Just whatever.
Okay. I would say the top 10 fastest swimmers that aren't ocean dwellers.
Oh, damn.
That's hard, isn't it?
That's hard. That's hard.
Well, obviously, I think number one's, like, I'm going to start from the top and go to 10. So okay. Let's say, obviously, Superman, because he's, like, the best at everything. He's a turd. So he's obviously number one.
Can you even count him? Because
he's not an ocean dweller.
Martian Manhunter. How about that? Yeah.
Superman still wins, and Flash probably wins, too.
Well, Flash doesn't go
underwater. It's more like running.
Yeah, he doesn't go underwater. Like, I imagine that's going to... Being underwater for the Flash probably screw him up pretty good.
You know who I wouldn't want to go in the water is Wolverine. He'd just sink.
Well, not only
how come that's not in the comics? How come there's never a thing where Wolverine goes into the water and just sinks to the bottom because he's 9,000 pounds?
Is he 9,000 pounds?
He's something.
He's something.
He's heavier than me.
But the other problem you have with Wolverine, it's all that matted hair. Just looks like a wet chinchilla just in the water.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
For those of you listening at home, ass was ripped in the room. That just happened. This is the manliest episode of Hey Kids Comics that's ever been recorded.
We have our shirts off right now, guys.
We are playing street basketball.
That's right, NBA Street.
NBA Street basketball. I think the other problem is Wolverine would have just furry, just hair everywhere. Just, I've got hair.
So maybe like that counterbalances his weight and he floats because of the hair.
Well, I think that they act like a pontoon system. They flare out.
Non-ocean dweller. I feel like Lady Deathstrike could swim real well.
It's because of big old claws?
Yeah.
Just getting in there.
Plus, she has a terrible accent, and that probably helps her somehow.
Do you know who swims probably really well, and we just don't even know it?
Who?
Professor Xavier.
Oh, for sure. He's got the arm floaties.
Just a lot of upper body strength from that.
Oh, he's got the arm floaties on his feet, so he doesn't die.
Oh, just legs akimbo?
Yep.
Just one leg back here.
Have you ever played Goat Simulator?
No.
Oh, man. Well, they're like you can like explode this goat, and then its limbs just go everywhere. I feel like that's what his legs are like.
Yeah, it's just everywhere.
Like physics.
Like he's kicking himself in the back of the head. Like, just, it's awful. It's the worst. So Professor X, I think it would be good. I don't know why I think it would be good, but I think it'd be good.
Because he's got, I know why. What's that machine he uses?
Cerebro?
Yeah, that's why.
Okay, fair enough. I'm not going to argue with it. I'm just going to let it go.
Jesus. I read a comic about Jesus once. He's a good swimmer.
I bet you.
Well, actually, he's not. He just walks on it.
Yeah, like, it can't do that. The Flash. Is the Flash Jesus? I mean...
He looks the same.
They look alike.
They both have those same abs.
They both have sweet, sweet
abs.
On abs.
They do.
Abs on abs on abs.
And they both can make water into wine. If you run fast enough on water, it becomes wine.
Well, that's right. Something.
Something happens.
Oh, let's see. Who else we got? Is there a hawk boy?
There is not a hawk boy, but there is a hawk man and a hawk woman, which I imagine...
They don't swim well because they're wings.
They're an aquatic birds.
Oh, got it. Vigilante.
The Alan Moore created Vigilante?
Yes.
The guy like in the blue outfit, like the tracksuit, but with the hood?
No, man, Vigilante, the guy with the guns.
Yeah.
The Western guy. Motorcycle Vigilante.
Oh, the original Vigilante, guy with the bandana mask.
Or the one from the movies, the Bronson. You know what I'm talking about? What's his name? Charles Bronson.
Charles Bronson.
Charles Bronson.
Is Death Wish?
Yes. He's the fourth best swimmer
in comic books. Charles Bronson is the fourth best swimmer in comic books. That's fantastic.
Heard it here, folks.
I also think that that Changeling or Beast Boy, because he can change into a fish.
But that makes him a dude ocean dweller.
You're arguing semantics. Okay, fine. Nightwing.
Oh.
Super. He's like built like a swimmer. He's got
that. He is, dude. Like, if they were going to pick somebody to play him, it would be David Phelps. Is that a swimmer guy?
No, that's the religious church guy. That's the guy that's in charge of
What's his name? Phelps something.
Michael.
Yeah, Michael Phelps. It's David. Michael,
them,
whatever.
He's got them lats.
He does, dude. Lats for days.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Let's see. Another person that would be a really good swimmer. Swamp Thing.
Oh, totally.
Yeah, he's like a plant or whatever.
I bet you he get. Yeah, I mean, he just like I think Mr. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Because
well, he can just stretch and then pull himself.
Yeah, or he can just make giant like fins.
Mitt Romney.
Mitt Romney would be a fantastic swimmer. Mm-hmm. It's the hair, the aerodynamicness of it. You know who's not a good swimmer? Yeah. Bernie Sanders.
Yeah, dude, he's nice. Shakes too much.
Yeah, he's still. A little...
He got the shakes.
You know what? What's that?
That one Kennedy that was still alive recently would have been good, but now Ted? He's got all kinds of holes in him because he's rotten.
Ted?
Yeah.
Ted Kennedy?
Yes.
It's the first time in Hey Kids Comics history that we've talked about Ted Kennedy and water. Yeah. Like, Chappaquiddick shit is happening right now.
Shaq?
Shaq. Shaquille. Now, Shaq? Shaq Fu or Kazam Shaq?
Both. They're tied.
They're tied?
Well, Shaq Fu is super awesome, like the best athlete in the world.
Yeah, he is.
And
sure.
Shaq, the other one that you said, Kazam, is really good at magic, probably.
You ever seen Kazam?
All I know is that he is a magician, probably, and he lived in a bottle.
He did.
Was it a bottle of Sprite, probably?
It was
Hypnotic. It was a bottle of Hypnotic.
It was a bottle of Hypnotic. Kazam is an interesting movie. Essentially, he was in a boombox.
Oh, so not Hypnotic.
Not Hypnotic. And came out and decided that he was going to be selfish and start a rap career. This is when Shaq wanted to be a rapper. Which, by the way, still Shaq wants to be a rapper.
Nailed it.
Nailed it. Just absolutely nailed it. And the movie goes from there. Like, he has a change of heart at some point because the villain in the movie is making illegal VHS videos and CDs and trying to sell them. So,
what an asshole.
I know. What a dick.
Oh, I got a good swimmer.
Oh.
Sportsmaster.
Well, he's a master
of all sports. Yeah.
So, maybe short swimming. Like, what's the length that you're swimming?
14 meters.
14 meters. I bet you he can do it then.
Anton Apollo Ono. He's a speed skater. That kind of translates.
It does translate. I'm going to say yes. I'm going to say yes. I believe it is. So, do we need one more?
Yeah. Let's do Blob.
The Blob?
Or not. Whatever.
Oh, I was thinking the Blob would be interesting.
Dude. Oh, Killer Croc.
Oh, Killer Croc for show.
Because he's not really
for
a crocodile.
Show. Yeah.
But he learned how to swim real nice.
Yeah, he did. But I was going to say Long Shot.
Yeah,
I mean,
obviously.
He's real lucky.
Yeah, he would be like, oh, I lucked into this one, fellas.
Yeah, his eye would light up, and he'd just start swimming,
yeah, and then
throwing knives.
Babes would be on him, like Domino would probably be dinging him.
Or just hanging off of his wing dang.
Yep, dinger.
Just right on his mojo verse. Yep. Just hanging
mojo.
On
him. Mojo.
Mojo would be a good one. Claw.
Yeah, he'd like cackle over.
And his eyes would be held open like.
Yeah.
Like this, like. All right, so there you go. That's a good tens. That was a good tens.
That was a tough ten.
That was a tough tens. That was a tough yeah. tens. All right, I'm going to go get one. Let's see who we got. Reaching over here. This one? This one. Oh, this is a good one for you. You'll like this one. Top 10 minor comic book heroes or teams that would have made better Netflix series than a movie. So let's say, like, who would you want to see minor characters make them to make like a Netflix series, like a Daredevil or a Jessica Jones out of?
First of all, Daredevil is not a minor character.
No, he's not. No, he's not. Let's be clear.
So I'm going to go back to my old days and think about like my X-Men characters that I would want to see a Netflix series about.
Okay.
Gambit.
Okay. But he's getting a movie.
Nightcrawler.
For show, Nightcrawler.
Yeah, like I want to see dude's origin story and how he learns English. Basically, I just want to see him learn English. That's what I need
like,
it to be about.
It's just going to be like an English boarding school story for Nightcrawler.
Oh,
it's just like nothing at all. He's not going to fight any crime, no mutant stuff, just him learning English.
Puck?
I would like to. I think that an Alpha Flight series would be pretty rad.
Yes, it would. Or Avengers, the Milwaukee one. Great Lakes.
Great Lakes Avengers. Absolutely fantastic. They should do it.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, there is no doubt. Man, you're just killing this. Shang-Chi, Master of Kung Fu.
You know, I feel like that goes into Iron Fist, though.
It would, except there's no special abilities. He's just straight up ass kicker. Has to hunt his dad down.
Hercules.
The Marvel character Hercules?
Yes.
That would be really cool, actually.
Would be cool.
Because, like, he'd go through the trials, get drunk, bang a lot.
Yeah, beat up Thor.
But straight up, they wouldn't be able to show it.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, no off one camera. Likes.
Yeah, okay, so why is Thor, speaking of which, why did they get some Australian dude to fucking play Thor? Thor is not Australian.
So we have a friend of the show. His name's Stuart Balk. He's Australian. And he hates the guy that plays Thor.
Well, I don't think anyone likes him except girls.
Girls love him.
They want to see him hang dong.
They do. I think the subtitle of this particular episode...
Hang
of
dong.
God's Cup is like, hanging dong.
That's right.
I feel like there should be a montage right now where we have to clean up and paint an old yacht.
Oh, another... Like, I would want to see a really, like, Mr. Sinister show, like, origin story, I think would be very interesting.
How would that go? Like...
Well, he's like Elizabethan dude, and it'd be like Pride and Prejudice, but with mutants.
You know they're making a Hellfire Club TV show?
Yeah, that'd be cool. I don't really like Emma Frost. She's kind of a turd, but...
But I think that it'll be kind of Elizabethan, but no, you're right. Like, a that'd weird cool Mr. Shit, Sinister, because he's got a white face. Like, super
well,
white face.
Well, he doesn't start out white face, but he starts doing, like, experiments on himself, and that's why he gets white face, and he gets that weird necklace he has on that's really a cape.
And he lives, like, forever, right? Just, like...
Yeah, and he, like, is good at cloning people.
I never understood Mr.
Plus,
Sinister.
Pretty sure Mr. Sinister and Apocalypse bang.
I mean, they've got a bang.
Oh, for sure.
I don't understand Mr. Sinister. Like, what is... Is he a mutant?
Yes.
What's his ability?
He can shoot, like power generation or whatever.
Really?
Yeah, he can shoot shit and other stuff.
Like, did he serve a purpose?
Well, so his best friend when he was growing up was, or not when he was growing up, but when he was like an adult, was Darwin. So that's why he's all about evolution, and he's doing evolution to further the human race. Not really. He's a bad guy. He's just like eugenics on steroids.
You know who else had some really good ideas? Yeah, Hitler.
Barack Obama.
Hitler had some of the same ideas as Mr. Sinister. I mean, he's just trying to make the world a better place, right? Like,
well, I mean, the Aryan race is a real thing. I just want to let you guys all know that
that's show a JK. Just took a turn.
That's a JK, guys.
That's a JK.
This is not eugenics talk right now.
We just flipped the switch.
But anyways, Mr. Sinister, I think that'd be an interesting show, Netflix show.
I think so too.
But you got to tie it into something.
Blade. What was that laugh?
Blade.
I want to see a new Blade show. Like, because they did the Blade show before. I mean, there's one that we both want that we haven't said. For sure want.
Nightwing?
Well, Nightwing would be rad.
That'd be cool shit.
Moon Knight.
Oh, fuck yeah, Moon Knight.
I mean, Moon Knight would be the raddest show ever. Like,
yeah, and they release a new episode every full moon.
Oh.
That'd be hard.
Like, fuck a Punisher show. For yeah, real.
Fuck Punisher.
For real.
Punisher's a peach.
And especially the guy they got to play him, the guy from Walking Dead.
Yeah, the Mexican guy.
I don't like that guy.
Shane. He is in a really good, a very interesting movie, though. I don't know if you saw it, but Me, Earl, and the Dying Girl. He's a teacher.
I haven't seen that.
You should watch it. It's pretty good.
Is it good?
I almost cried.
Yeah? You're a tough dude, too.
So tough.
I'm going to break down.
You know, I've cried. I just realized today I was actually talking about this. I've cried during two movies.
Okay.
Toy Story 3.
All right.
And what's the one about the dog? Marley and Me.
Did you have a classic Marley and Me breakdown?
So, like, I was watching it, and I was at the movie theater, and it was me and my fiance, and then beside me was some, like, old Vietnam vet, and I looked over, and he wiped a tear from his eye, and I was like, pussy. And then, like, 5 minutes later, I was just fucking
just
straight
crying.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Dude, I cry at the weirdest movies, though. Like, the
Swamp
movies
Thing.
I'm supposed to... Swamp Thing. Yes.
when he has sex with Calista Flockhart.
It was,
is it even Calista Flockhart?
No,
whatever.
It's not
her.
At all. the second one. Only the second Swamp Thing with Abigail Arcane with Heather Locklear.
Is that the one where he fingers her and then he makes her eat his fingers?
It's... that is the most horrifying mental image I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, dude. Swamp Thing's weirdo.
Swamp Thing's pretty awesome. So who I
Jackie Chan Adventures.
They already did that. It was called Jackie Chan Adventures.
Yeah, but like a Netflix movie.
Like a full-on Netflix
But not movie. Jackie Chan. Oh, are you ready for Jackie Chan Day this year?
What day is Jackie Chan Day?
I don't know. Let's look it up. But I'm pretty sure there's a real day called Jackie Chan
Jackie
Day.
Jackie Chan Day. I'd also like an Ambush Bug TV show.
Ambush Bug?
Yeah. Ambush Bug was a character that preceded Deadpool for breaking the fourth wall.
See, and another one I'd like, Apocalypse Day. Like, I'd like want to see, like, I'm a backstory guy.
Yeah.
Any backstory I'd love to see. But, like, I'm really interested in supervillains, how they get to be shitty assholes.
Right.
Like, Apocalypse, why is he such a douche?
Well, I think we're going to get some of that in the movie, right?
I hope so.
So what other villains do you want to see? Like, that's a good one.
The ape guy.
Man-ape?
No, the villain.
Man-ape.
Meta-human or something like that.
The
what the fuck is his name?
On the DC one?
Yeah, yeah. Not
Ultra-Humanoid.
Yeah, yeah, Ultra-Humanoid. Him.
Yeah. See, I want to see Mala in the Brain. You know who Mala in the Brain are?
Is Mala the big tall girl?
Mala's an
Mala is an ape lady. Oh, okay.
And then Brain is a brain in a jar.
Dibs, by the way.
But they're in love.
Dibs.
Dibs on the Brain. Dibs no. on the Brain. On the ape?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I'll take the Brain. but they're in love. And it's weird. But I would like to see that backstory. I would like to see that rom-com, that Nicholas Sparks white people almost kissing movie poster.
Smart, yeah. Yeah. Oh, but we could do it as a Lego movie.
We could. Boom. Mind blown.
Let's see who else. I think it would have to be, obviously have to be a secondary artist. I'm thinking somebody like, again, like I keep coming back to the, like, I think Apocalypse is very interesting too.
I think so.
Because dude's old as shit. Like Honor Poop or whatever the fuck his name is.
Anatep.
Yeah, Anatep. That guy. He's an Egyptian dude.
Anamatep.
Also.
Doing it right.
Oh, that one guy that is a caveman. He got hit by a comet.
Well, see, that's the thing. Like, in the new show, The Legends of
Zelda.
The Legends of Zelda show, yeah. The Legends of Tomorrow show that's on the WB. CW. I can't call it the WB anymore. They do. The main villain is Vandal Savage. You get all the backstory.
I would watch it.
It's on right now.
I would watch it.
Right.
Speaking of CW, show them all the rest.
Dude, okay, let's hash this out right now. Nick Esquire thinks that Wally West is better than Bart Allen.
Yeah.
Barry Allen.
He makes a better suit. And he wears it better.
Oh, snap. Is that what makes him better?
He's also faster. And do they have the same profession?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, obviously superhero, yeah, but like...
But like cop?
Yeah. Well, they're both like...
Forensic
analysers.
Yeah,
analyzers.
Yeah, I think they do. I mean, I think that...
Very inventive.
See, I've gotta argue that Wally isn't as good as Barry. I don't think he's as fast. Is he as fast? I don't think he's as fast.
Speed Force.
Yeah. You can't just say Speed Force.
Speed Force.
Yo, bro, Speed Force.
Well, who has more comics, I guess?
Barry Allen.
Well, he's dumb.
Okay, I will agree to disagree on
so
who
the reason
Flash.
I like Wally West is because he's the one from the Justice League shows, and that was my introduction to the Flash.
I'll give you that.
That's why he's better.
The reason I like Barry Allen is because Barry Allen is the crux, is the fulcrum for every event that DC's ever done. So I'm like Flashpoint,
Crisis, other stuff,
all the other stuff.
Yeah,
he's always him. So that's why I'm a big fan of him. Plus he's got a sweet tuchus all wrapped up in that. All that ass in jeans.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do we need one more, or are we good on the...
I don't even remember what the theme was.
It was about Netflix shows.
Oh, yeah. So let's come up with a really good, like a solid one.
I got one.
All right, let's talk it out.
Long Shot.
No, okay, because this is what the show would be. The show would be Long Shot going around pissing everyone off. Because he'd be like, oh, man, I suck at life. And then he'd be like, oh, I'll help you out. And then he does it in the first try, and it would just be like dad syndrome. And what I mean by dad syndrome is when you can't do something, you ask your dad to do it for you, and he does it in 1 second. That would be the entire fucking Long Shot movie.
And then it would be like a montage of like him just cleaning a yacht in a harbor, just rubbing a yacht down. And then he would fight Bullseye in every episode because neither of them would miss. Like Bullseye can't miss, and Longshot's super lucky.
Here's Longshot. This is what Longshot would do. Longshot would be wiping down his yacht, and he would fall into a vagina. That would be Longshot.
Just right in.
Yeah, he'd be like, oops, I guess I lucked out on this one.
Womp womp. And then it would freeze on him and be like, Longshot. And then
and there's Longshot dancers.
And there's Longshot dancers and Bob Saget. I don't know why he's Bob Saget, but he's there.
Well, he's the voice of Longshot.
Is it animated?
10 years in the future.
Oh, so it's like a
How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, it's like, oh, okay. So it's like a How I Met Your Mother.
Yeah.
Where he's like, boys,
and let me get the same guy from How I Met Your Mother to play Longshot.
And let me tell you about the guy that played, what's his name? The douchey.
Ted Mosby.
He would make a weird Longshot.
But it works.
But oddly enough, in my brain, it works in my brain. Yes. Okay. So good. That's it. All right. Now it's, you got to give me a 10.
Okay. So this top 10 is going to be a little sexier for you.
Oh, damn.
So top 10 superheroes or villains with the best sex life. And go.
Just period?
No, not period sex.
Patsy Walker, Hellcat.
Okay.
She's absolutely.
Vixen.
Vixen has a really good sex
life. She gets down. Obviously, Swamp Thing. We've already discussed this.
I mean, Swamp Thing.
Fingers him, makes him eat it.
It's weird. So gross.
High in fiber, though.
High in fiber. Good caloric intake. It's a healthy fat. It's a good fat. Negative calories.
Yep. It's like eating celery. Or did you already say that?
No, that's good, though.
Not peanut butter. Not like ants on a log.
No, not ants on a log. I mean, that's a whole different part of Swamp Thing, that if you eat it, that's ants on a log. I bet you fucking Swamp Thing's weird.
Like, he's into weird sex stuff.
He's into some weird, weird sex
plus
stuff.
Plus Thing, because that blind girl.
I mean, I think that Alicia Masters probably has better sex life than Thing. Because
it's always hard.
Number one, it's always hard.
I feel like he's like that weird redstone or whatever color he is, yellow or whatever.
Yeah.
And then his penis is like granite. It's just gray.
Like straight up like
gray marble.
Veiny. Like
yeah, dude, it's not like marble, like gold veins
gold
in it.
Gold veins in it. It's he's like hard. Look upon my works, you might even tremble.
Well, that basically means he's a god because that's Ikor at that point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's a god, huh?
No, I don't think so. But we were talking about this the other day. I bet when he comes, pebbles come out.
Just
BBs. She's got welts all over. Like, quiet it.
Just like dents in the wall and all the sheetrock.
Dude, that'd be the worst BJ finish ever.
It would, because it would be like right against the back of your throat. Just crack, crack.
Oh, she might have one of those things that. Gizzard, though. She might have a gizzard. Help her chew her food.
She's got like a cow stomach?
That's her superpower.
Maybe he should go out with a cow stomach.
Maybe he should date that real tall lady that's into ape humans.
Maybe he should get an endorsement with Airsoft.
Yeah, he should.
Just ape humans?
Or, yeah. So like that one guy that's from the ape place in Africa. And he has mind control. Zod. Is that his name?
No, Zod's the Superman villain.
Damn it.
Grodd,
yeah.
Real close. There's a lot of odds in the DC universe.
Yeah, they're so odd.
There's some super odd ones in the DC universe.
Yeah. What's that girl that bangs him? Gorilla Grodd. She's real tall, or she can grow real tall or whatever.
Thundra?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I would have to do some research on
it. I know. I wouldn't bang that ice girl.
Killer Frost?
Yeah, dude. It'd be all cold.
It would be. It would be rough.
But maybe she has maybe she's just cold on the outside and really inside she's just a sweetheart.
In her
vagina.
Sweetheart in her vagina.
Yeah.
Okay. You know who else has a really good sex life?
Who?
Longshot. Longshot has a real.
We already talked about that.
Like
he's
real
number
good,
one. He falls into vaginas. Yep.
Like, I wonder if that works. Like, what about the big, tall, like women that grow really big and then this Longshot just like.
Well, his whole body falls in.
Like, literally.
And then as he's trying to get out, he gives him an orgasm. It was the best they ever had.
Yeah.
Because he's so lucky.
Longshot. Because he's just Longshot.
Let's see. Who else? Weirdly enough, Professor Xavier making our list twice this time.
Dude, no. Seriously, though? No joke?
Beej is on command, dude.
No.
He's like, hey, Shi'ar lady.
No Beach. Joke. Moira MacTaggert.
Yep.
Shi'ar, whatever.
Lady. Emperor, yes.
Pretty much any alien out there.
And any Asian woman he wants.
Oh, just Asians for days.
Yeah, because he's got like really cool gadgets and they're into that kind of stuff.
He's like the CES of sex. He's like the...
Yeah, he is. Yeah, you guys didn't know this, but he invented the flashlight.
I mean, he totally invented it. He can't use it because he's numb from the waist down. But
well, that just means he lasts a long time.
Forever. He just has to run a... He has to get Jean Grey.
Trained.
Telekinesis.
Like trained. Like in two meanings. Like trained. Like a train ran on him and he has to train for it.
He has to train for the train.
Yes.
To make the
so
train.
That's what, four down.
He has to train for the train that he's going to run on him while he's on the train, the X train.
Okay. This might. Okay, so bear with me on this one. This one's going to be a little long. Okay? All right.
It's an outside?
All right. Well, kind of. Maybe. I don't really know. Okay. So, Kevin Bacon.
I'm listening.
Okay.
You have my attention.
Hollow Man. Is that a comic book?
It's not, but I'm going to allow it because it was a great movie.
Yeah. Yeah, he's banging chicks all the time. And they're like, what was that?
Well, there are plenty of invisible characters that you mm-hmm. just know are all up in locker rooms. And
but we know one that doesn't, Nightcrawler.
Well, no, because he's a good Catholic boy.
He's a German boy.
Yeah, which doesn't make him good. I think we've covered that tonight already. But just being German doesn't make you good. But he's a good Catholic boy. He's a preacher. So I think that he probably has the most wholesome of sex lives of any of the comic book characters.
And he's very pious.
Yeah. I don't think we've ever seen him with a romantic interest, have we?
No, because I think it's because he goes to hell every time he teleports.
Whoa!
He does.
Well, he goes to another... Yeah, he goes to like a...
Hell dimension.
A hell dimension.
Yeah, and there's weird mutants there. Like, not the same kind of mutant he is.
Yeah, like gross demon-y mutants.
Yeah, it's hell.
It's straight up hell.
Yeah.
And there was little ones, little night crawlers too.
Oh, got another one.
Oh.
Bender.
From
Futurama. Dude, he's banging robots all the time, dude.
You know, there are robots banging robots all over in comic
That's
books.
That's worse than babies having babies.
It's worse than babies. I was thinking about babies having babies today. Robots robots banging robots. Robot Man from the Doom Patrol. Straight up banging robots.
Yep, I would.
Cyborg.
Oh, dude. He's got attachments.
He's modular.
Yeah, he is.
Straight up modular. Oh,
so
man.
That's like six down. We got four
I mean,
more.
We've just torn through
well,
them.
Well, this has been an easy one. Thomas Jefferson,
of course.
He didn't have wooden teeth, but he would have known how to put them to use, that's for sure. Chris Gaines, of course.
Chris Gaines.
Well, he's got the money to back him up in his escapades. Right. Sexcapades, I should say.
Batman?
Well, I mean he's a billionaire.
Any comic book character that has cat in the name. Any of them.
Yeah, they're into it.
Hellcat, Black Cat, Catwoman.
Cat,
Black Cat, Cat. Any of them just are banging. Just straight banging.
I got another one. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
Medea.
Like Tyler Perry's?
Yes.
Oh, best sex life. Also been to jail, been to Atlantis, been to the space station, wherever
so
you need to be.
I'm fairly confident that Ernest and Medea had a thing going. And that's Steph Curry's real parents.
That's who?
Steph Curry's real parents.
You think that's Steph Curry's real parents?
Oh, absolutely.
Like if you did a morph.
It was Medea and Ernest.
Medea and Ernest.
Yeah. And
Ernest P. Worrell.
Yeah. What's his boy's name?
Whose boy?
The guy, you know, Ernest's boy.
I don't remember the guy that would eat the cottage cheese.
Yes,
I don't remember his name.
I'm pretty sure that he's the godfather.
Like Brando?
Steph Curry's.
You mean Steph Curry's godfather. Okay, not like Marlon Brando's The Godfather. Okay.
Well, I mean, he watched it probably.
Like 12 times in a row.
Damn, what was his name?
I don't remember. I got to go back and watch some Ernest movies.
You're right. Like, Vern. Hey, Vern.
Nick Esquire thinks I look like Ernest.
You do not look like him. I just said you could pull it off for
Attractive
Halloween.
Ernest. Whoa. That's the name of my band.
Attractive Ernest. Hot Ernie.
That
sounds like a weird poop.
It sounds like something I could look up on Urban Dictionary.
Like weird Ernie sounds like a really hot, messy poop. I just had me a hot Ernie, boys.
Boys, I just had me a hot Ernie. Hot Ernie.
Hot Ernie.
You got that hot Ernie? All right, fine.
So we got one more.
Oh, whoa, okay.
You got one more.
We got one more. Let me think. Best Sex Life, comic books.
Danny DeVito. I'm wishing.
It's not Danny DeVito.
Oh, okay.
But I am going to say it's probably She-Hulk. Because she takes what
valid
she wants.
Valid point. Well,
she takes what she wants.
Plus, she's got them ditty bops.
She's got them ditty bops.
And
she's
smart,
it.
Dude.
She's smart. She's a lawyer.
She's a fucking lawyer.
She got a good job. She don't need no man. What she wants.
She
don't need no man. And she takes what she wants.
She does. She's really strong, so.
There you go. So there's another one. That was a good one.
That was a good
You're good at
too.
This.
We're so good.
You're so good at this. All right. I'm reaching in. With tummy.
Tummy sticks.
I haven't thought about tummy sticks in 8 weeks.
And did you say in 8 weeks or ages?
8 weeks. Oh, this is a good one.
Very specific, yes.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The first issue of the Tens. More issues to come on that. We got one more cut straight out of this one. As always, you have found us at the Jedi Cole Universe at JediCole.com. Go there for all the awesome content that we have. All-con.net for all the stuff that Cole is doing. Get yourself free. Go out there. Check it out. Best damn convention, not only in Texas, but I'd be willing to wager in the entirety of the United States. So much fun. First night's free, just like crack. They give you the first one, and then you want to come back for more, and then all your teeth fall out, and you start doing dirty sex things for money just to go to AllCon. I've done it. I'm not too proud. If you want to know about other conventions in the Texas area, Google Convention Awareness Project Texas. Tell you all of the conventions in Texas. Excuse me. There were over 100 conventions in 2015. 2016 is shaping up to be no slouch, so check that out. And join us next week for part two of the Tens with Nick and myself, and hopefully a little bit of a update from your producer, the Jedi Cole Houston. So buy, collect, and enjoy your comics. Come up with your own top tens. Drop us an email. Let us know what you want to hear us break down for you. I did not realize that that Nessie was Jack the Ripper until this issue, but you know, you learn what you learn. Thanks, guys. Good night.